Definitely, it's a team game. You need every player on that field at that time to do their job. They're counting on me to do my job. I'm counting on them to do their job. That's the way team games work. You can't get it done if there's one miscue. You may get away with it once in a while, but everyone, more so than not, is going to come back to bite you. So everyone's best friend. So, I mean, when we make a big play, we're the O-line's best friend. We're Aaron's best friend. I mean, it works both ways. So that's why it's a team game.
This is a game obviously means so much division-wise, and Jake, this is going to be his first game up. If he's active, I think the moment's pretty big for a guy making his first ever NFL appearance. What do you like about Jake?
I don't think so. I think he's around guys that it's going to definitely give him more confidence. He's a confident guy, so he's going to go about it as business as usual. Hopefully he's going to take the best of this opportunity and make the best of it. And that's what you want a guy to do. That's what team games are all about. A guy goes down, unfortunately, but you definitely need to have somebody that's willing and able to step up and produce right away, and Jake's definitely capable of doing that.
Do you feel like you're due for a big play as a guy, especially the big play guys in this league?
It would be great. Yeah, it would be nice. That would be awesome. especially here back at home, it would be great to make a big play. But it's more so about getting the win. So whatever we need to do to get the win, that's first and foremost.
Okay.
Which one's the dot? Is Tame a guy that you guys need to kind of?
We look to pick them all apart. That's with Winfield in there. They definitely are going to miss Winfield. You can't put too much into it when the guy doesn't play. Obviously, going against Winfield, he's a good player, great player, smart. I mean, he's a complete football player. So you definitely miss something when a guy like that goes down. But we're going about it the same way we would if Winfield was in there. You know, we got to respect those guys, but you know, once we're on the field, you know, your game has to step up and speak for itself. So the best team is going to win always. I definitely think there's an emphasis of defenses. But when it comes to this defense, they're trying to put you in the long down and distances every snap simply because their front seven is that they're that good. You know, you don't want to give a team too much credit or individual player too much credit, but this is one front seven. I can say, and I think everybody can say it. They're solid across the board, and it takes a complete team effort to make sure that we get them doing what we need them to do, versus instead of those roles reversed, and they get us doing what they want us to do.
You see teams like maybe using more run blitzes or whatever, sending multiple linebackers on first down than maybe in the past.
I don't know about maybe in the past, but we definitely do see it. You know, if you can stop the run, anytime you can make a team one-dimensional, I guess that works in your favor. You know, I think our defense tries to make teams one-dimensional. You want to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, you're in for a long night. So if you can stop the run and make a team just one-dimensional with trying to beat you over the top, then you can get after the quarterback. You can make some things happen in the secondary.